Bedtime Bites presents The Magical Ink That Drew Tomorrow. Elise lived in a cozy apartment above her grandmother's art supply shop, where jars of paint gleamed like jelly beans and brushes stood at attention like tiny soldiers. Every evening, Grandmother Maple would climb the creaky stairs, kiss Elise goodnight, and say, "Remember, little one, art is magic waiting to happen." But Elise had never seen real magic, not until the night of her 7th birthday. That evening, after the cake was eaten and the presents unwrapped, Elise discovered one more gift tucked behind her pillow, a small bottle no bigger than her thumb. Inside swirled ink that changed colors like a sunset racing across the sky, purple to gold to silvery blue. A note dangled from the bottle's neck in Grandmother Maple's loopy handwriting. "This is tomorrow ink, my dear. Whatever you draw will come true, but only tomorrow, and only until the stars come out. Use it wisely. Love, Grandma." Elise's eyes grew as round as moons. She uncorked the bottle carefully, and the ink smelled like fresh rain and vanilla cookies. She dipped her favorite brush into the swirling colors and thought very hard about what to draw. Finally, she painted a picture of a rainbow-striped cat with wings like a butterfly. "I'll call you Whisper," she said to the drawing, before tucking herself into bed, clutching the picture against her heart. When morning arrived, Elise woke to something tickling her nose, a soft, feathery something. She opened her eyes and gasped. There, hovering above her bed, was the rainbow-striped cat, exactly as she'd drawn it. Whisper's wings sparkled with tiny flecks of gold, and when the cat purred, it sounded like wind chimes dancing. "You're real!" Elise squealed. Whisper landed gracefully on her windowsill and meowed, a sound like a question mark made of music. Grandmother Maple poked her head through the doorway, carrying a stack of fresh pancakes. When she saw Whisper, she only smiled. "Ah, so the Tomorrow Ink found the right artist. Well then, what adventure will today bring?" Elise spent the morning playing with Whisper, who could fly loop-de-loops around her room and make butterflies appear wherever her paws touched. But by lunchtime, Elise noticed something. Whisper kept flying to the window and looking out with sad golden eyes. "What's wrong?" Elise asked. Whisper pressed a paw against the glass, gazing at the gray, empty lot across the street, a place where nothing grew except weeds and forgotten things. Elise understood. Whisper wanted beauty out there, too. That afternoon, Elise uncorked the Tomorrow Ink again. This time, she drew a magnificent garden filled with flowers that looked like fireworks, trees that grew cookies instead of fruit, and a fountain that sparkled with lemonade. She drew swings hanging from cotton candy clouds and a slide made of polished moonbeams. "Tomorrow," she whispered to her drawing, "this will be real." The next morning, the entire neighborhood woke to gasps and giggles. Where the empty lot had been, now stood the most spectacular garden anyone had ever seen. Children rushed from their houses, pointing and laughing. The cookie trees were real, the lemonade fountain actually bubbled, and the swings truly hung from clouds that tasted like spun sugar if you jumped high enough to lick them. Elise watched from her window as her street transformed. Neighbors who had never spoken before now gathered in the garden, sharing cookies and stories. A shy boy finally made a friend. An elderly woman smiled for the first time in months. But as the sun began setting, Elise remembered Grandmother Maple's words, "Only until the stars come out." Sure enough, as the first star winked in the purple sky, the garden began to fade like watercolors in the rain. The cookie trees became